Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The live Saturday episode of the program. You can join us here and bring up whatever you want to discuss. The number to do that, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight is Ian.
And I am an extremist.
Good to have you here, extremist. That's what we're starting tonight is...
At least according to the government.
Yeah. The FBI apparently has released, or not on purpose, somebody leaked it.
They leaked it.
What is labeled as for internal use only, although it is unclassified, law enforcement sensitive. Well, it got out, and it's a document that Project Veritas apparently released. And there's been some news coverage about this. What they're showing is what they're calling domestic terrorism symbols.
Symbols. Watch out for those.
Or what it might be considered domestic terrorism. They do point out here in their summary that the use or sharing of these symbols alone should not independently be considered evidence of MVE presence. That stands for militant violent extremists.
Militant violent. Like, isn't that redundant? If you're militant, doesn't that make you violent?
Well, maybe militant. I don't know. Does militant mean you're organized? What would be the difference between those two?
That's a great question. If only there were a device.
Or affiliation, or serve as an indicator of illegal activity, as many individuals use these symbols for their original historic meaning or other nonviolent purposes. So they do have that disclaimer in here, and I think it's, to be fair, not that we need to be fair to the FBI, considering that they're trying to put some of our co-hosts, including me, in prison for the rest of our lives.
Yeah.
But to be fair, that disclaimer is there.
And pigeonhole a whole bunch of other people. Because, while they may have a little disclaimer in there, it's a little disclaimer, right? The big pamphlet thing that I saw, the image that I saw, just contains a list of symbols and other things that you might watch out for that make you think that, hey, if somebody is saying, doing, or showing these things, they're an extremist.
That's what they want you to think.
Yeah. And, I mean, we already know that when it comes to law enforcement, they don't necessarily hire the most intelligent people. In fact, they hire people who are average and below intelligence. And so,
in some cases.
And so when they distribute propaganda like this, particularly to pigeonhole people, within the United States, if you will, the citizenry, it's very disturbing. Why should they even care? I mean, people of different areas have always had their own symbols. People of different philosophies and beliefs have always had their own different symbols.
Well, we know why they care. I mean, it's right here in the first sentence. Under the summary of this document by the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the Domestic Terrorism Symbols Guide, quote, the following symbols are used by anti-government or anti-authority violent extremists, specifically militia violent extremists, or MVE, which they said, I thought it was militant, but whatever. MVE symbols are often found on propaganda, online platforms, memes, merchandise, group logos, flags, tattoos, uniforms, etc. Widespread use of symbols and quotes from American history, especially the Revolutionary War, exists within MVE networks. Historic and contemporary military themes are common for MVE symbols. It's there in the first sentence where it says they're used by anti-government or anti-authority. Then they add violent extremists. But they don't want people to be anti-government. They don't want people to be thinking about how to get out from underneath their rule.
Apparently they don't want people quoting like the Founding Fathers.
Hell no, they don't want that. Those ideas, they don't want those ideas to come back again. They certainly don't want that.
They're going
to
remove the Founding Fathers quotes from the history books?
Well, they probably won't go that far, but they certainly don't want them propagated.
I just looked up militant just because we were talking. Combative and aggressive in support of a political or social cause and typically favoring extreme violent or confrontational methods.
Okay, so that would be different than just someone who's violent for the purposes of being violent. This is the violence for the purpose of changing things.
I take issue with some of the things on these lists, of course. Particularly, apparently if you just are sort of a fan of Marvin Heemeyer, that's the Killdozer guy in Colorado.
He didn't kill anyone, by the way, except himself.
Yeah. Apparently that makes you a target.
Mm-hmm.
If you're like, hey, it's the anniversary of the Killdozer, everybody, apparently that makes you an extremist.
Isn't he listed on here?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Other things that are on there, the Gadsden flag,
mm-hmm.
the don't tread on me, you know, the snake, no steppy snake. And, of course, the ANCAP flag, the black and yellow.
The anarcho-capitalist flag?
Yes. And which, correct me if I'm wrong, ANCAPs are peaceful people.
Well, that's the thing. And they acknowledge here in the disclaimer that many people who use these symbols may not actually be violent people.
Yeah, but the police aren't going to think like that. They're not going to read that and be like, oh, well, we better use our discretion. No, they're going to be like, oh, there's some yellow and black. We better get this guy. He's an extremist.
The fact is, the supermajority of activists that use these symbols are peaceful activists. That is absolutely true. And that's borne out by the fact that a bunch of them aren't getting arrested for stuff, right? Like, they've been trying for years to infiltrate this movement. And when I say this movement, I don't mean anarcho-capitalism or whatever, because I don't consider myself one of those. I believe in free markets. I believe in freedom. I'm a liberty-minded person. I'm a voluntarist. I believe all human interaction should be consensual. But a lot of my friends would utilize that particular term.
I certainly came through the ANCAP avenue. There was a point in time where I was like, no, anarcho-capitalism, that's where it's at, man, you know? And, like, I wouldn't say that I no longer believe that, because I do. It's just that my personal philosophies have expanded beyond that.
Yeah.
So it includes, I guess, the philosophies that most people who call themselves ANCAPs have, and I still use the yellow and black colorings just specifically for that purpose. But, you know, I think that my growth has, you know, sort of expanded beyond just that particular bit.
Agreed. Yeah, you have to also be a good person on top of, you know, understanding non-aggression. But the point I was making is they've been trying to infiltrate this movement, and I suspect have to some extent. We don't know to what extent, but we know they tried to get our co-host Nobody back when his name was Rich Paul, and they arrested him for selling weed here in Keene, New Hampshire. They did that. The local police made the arrest, but it was done at the behest of the FBI. Now, that's not on the record official, but you can kind of read between the lines of what was said at the trial, and it was pretty clear that was they weren't just investigating him by chance.
Right.
And so they arrested him, and they asked him to wear a wire into the Keene Activist Center at the time, which was kind of a hub for the libertarian action that was going on here in Keene. The peaceful, nonviolent, libertarian, civil disobedience and, you know, things like that, like the Robin Hooding, the things that was happening here. A lot of that was sort of based from that location. They wanted to get him to wear a wire in there. And they probably, had he agreed to it, which he didn't, and he ended up going to trial, because it would have dropped his charges and everything, which he was facing 100 years in prison.
You got to make you a deal.
He was facing 100 years in prison for those weed-selling charges, by the way. So there was a lot of pressure on him to go ahead and you know, wear the wire, but he didn't. But you better believe that if he had worn the wire, they would have told him to go in and say things like, well, you know, we ought to try bombing someplace, you know, or, you know, just put it out there, right? Just throw it out there and reel it back in. See if you can reel in any suckers to take in the idea of violence.
Put them on a fishing expedition.
Yeah, basically. And the thing is, no one would have fallen for that, because we are a peaceful movement here. There's no violence being planned. And so if there were, they would have gone ahead and ginned something up like they did with the guys that allegedly wanted to kidnap the governor in Michigan.
Right.
Like they did with the 200-plus different quote-unquote terrorists, which are a bunch of patsies that they duped basically into angering them up to the point where they were willing to put a fake bomb somewhere in a van or whatever, and then they pretended like they busted some big bad terrorists.
Yeah.
And it was actually the FBI that created that whole situation in the first place. They can't gin send something like that up here. They've had 20 years almost in New Hampshire to do their best to send in their best undercover agents or informants or whatever, and they've absolutely failed because this is a peaceful movement. So instead, they've charged us with victimless crimes in regards to Bitcoin, because that's all they got.
I was just going to say, it reminds me exactly of Bitcoin, because Bitcoin has been under attack since its inception, not only by governments, but of course by banks and hackers galore, because it has value. And you know, it hasn't fallen, and you know, peaceful people, I think, will stay peaceful people, because that's the core of what they are.
We will continue here, and of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. More on the FBI's attack against peaceful activists, saying they're...
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
join us here. Bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you here tonight, you got Ian.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass is also here.
So, as we've been paying attention here on the show to the economy for a long time, we know, and you probably know, that things are pretty shaky as far as the economic circumstances, not just in the United States, but all around the planet. The government, of course, continues to print money out and devalue whatever dollars you might have in savings.
Another billion in arms to Ukraine for whatever reason.
Is that another thing recently?
Talked about that last night. A total of $8.8 billion now, I believe, just in armaments.
Wow. Of course, supply chain breakdowns. Many of us have experienced that. Labor force on the sidelines. Ever-increasing interest rates. It's a perfect storm for pushing the U.S. economy over the edge. And as inflation is now surpassing another 40-year high, the U.S. dollar continues its fall from grace. Right now, savvy investors are diversifying into gold and silver. And you can also own the most stable assets in recorded history with BullionMax.com. It's a brand new sponsor here on Free Talk Live. We heard about him actually the first time when Ron Paul came on the show, because he's like their new spokesman, basically.
Right, right.
BullionMax.com is a direct-to-consumer precious metals retailer who can help you diversify into gold and silver. It's security for your family in times of crisis. You can buy direct from BullionMax.com without talking to a salesperson, and then your precious metal ship fully insured directly to your home. It's fast and easy, and Free Talk Live has a special offer to get you started. You can get BullionMax.com's Silver Starter Kit at employee pricing. You just go to BullionMax.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. And the kit includes 5 ounces of the most desirable silver products to invest in, including a 2022 Silver American Eagle, and those are a little more pricey than your average ounce of silver, a Buffalo Round, and a Buffalo Silver Bar. This offer is limited to just one per household, so you can get yours now by going to BullionMax.com/FTL. I'm excited to have a big company that, you know, is really into gold and silver like that.
You know what I really like about their advertisement there? Is the without talking to a salesperson part.
You can just go to their website, bullionmax.com/FTL, and get it done.
One of the things that I don't like about many businesses, not just, you know, gold and, you know, silver dealers, that kind of a thing.
Upselling?
Is in this economy, right, whenever the economy starts to go bad, the hiring of salespeople goes through the roof because everybody is like ramps up their sales organizations because they got to sell more to make up for the bad economy. And so I just hate high-pressure salespeople.
Yeah, it's the worst. No one likes that experience.
Yeah. But that's what you get when you start hiring more salespeople because you got to, you know, account for, like, particularly all the businesses that closed because of COVID or whatever. So if there's businesses that survived all that crap, they're behind the ball now, and so they got to ramp up their sales force, and you're going to get a bunch of people who, you know, want to make that commission and, you know, start putting the high-pressure tactics on people. It's just going to happen. So I really appreciate that part.
Yeah, so welcome to BullionMax.com/FTL. You can go there to get started, and we'll, of course, take your calls and thoughts about whatever's on your mind. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. As we've been talking about the FBI's new advisory sheet document for law enforcement use, FBI internal use only, but somebody leaked it out to the folks over at Project Veritas, and they have different imagery symbols that they want their agents to be aware of, including the anarcho-capitalist flag, which I'll just go ahead and read the description they included here. It says, an ideology held by some MVEs. Now, again, MVE stands for Militia Violent Extremists.
They made up an acronym for it.
Advocating the state be eliminated or minimized and then public services be provided by private companies competing in a free market.
The horror. How extreme is that?
Represented by a black and yellow flag, and then they show the sort of the two triangles inside a flag. Basically, one is golden or yellow, the other is black. They also have others like the Boogaloo Boys on here, the Punisher Skull, and Mulan Labe. They'll come and take it with like the gun barrel on it. There's a Second Amendment.
Yeah, they have a bit here in this article I have from the Post Millennial. It says included in these symbols is 2A. With the FBI saying that MVEs justify their existence with the Second Amendment due to their mention of a well-regulated militia. as well as the right to bear arms.
Yeah, you can tell they wish that wasn't there, right?
And then it says, warrior culture, military themes, both historical and contemporary, with the examples of Spartans and Valhalla and Molan Labe, which translates to come and take it from Greek.
Mm-hmm. They have another section here, which, do you know what F-O-U-O stands for? What is that? What's that acronym stand for? It's got to be some kind of law enforcement acronym. There's a separate section here. So there's a section for symbols that we were just kind of giving you some highlights from. And then there's another one here, which is commonly referenced historical imagery or quotes. They include the Gadsden flag. They include the Liberty Tree, which is a famous elm tree in Boston near Boston Common. In 1765, colonists in Boston staged the first act of defiance against the British government at the tree, which, of course, the U.S. government says, oh, that was totally fine. You know, so it was totally fine to overthrow the British government, to have a secession from the king, but, whoa, you can't be doing that nowadays.
Yeah, I don't know what that acronym is.
Something use only, maybe, for...
Yeah, it's a phrase, though. It's a... But I don't remember what it is, and okay. It's not listed here. The FBI lists a number of common phrases used by militia violent extremists, which includes when tyranny becomes law, rebellion becomes duty. Nothing violent about that.
Mm-hmm.
Well-regulated American militia, and I will not comply.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh, okay, that's on the backside. I didn't even look at that one.
The document also lists a number of people they say militia violent extremists have deemed as martyrs, which includes Ashley Babbitt, who was shot and killed by police inside the Capitol building on January 6th, as well as Vicki Weaver, who was shot and killed by the FBI during the siege of Ruby Ridge in 1992, as well as Marvin Heemeyer, made famous during the infamous 2004 killdozer incident.
Don't forget Duncan Lemp, who was shot to death in his home by the police for no reason whatsoever.
This is the paragraph...
While sleeping, if I recall correctly.
This is the paragraph that gets me. The FBI also lists off a number of these militia violent extremists, including the Three Percenters and Oath Keepers. They list a few more. Events like the Waco siege in 93, as well as people like Oklahoma City bomber Timothy McVeigh. Now, the Oath Keepers, near as I can tell, are folks who went into a government position.
Yeah, usually military or law enforcement or something.
Took an oath to uphold the Constitution. You know, the founding document of the United States of America. And they have decided to keep that oath.
That's what they say, at least.
That somehow makes them a violent extremist? Like, come on. This is just crap. This is horse crap. This is the government targeting its own citizens. When governments go to war against their own citizens, that is the real extremism.
Well, right, and...
Extremism.
Those are reasons why people... They give all these reasons why, you know, what are motivating, what are inspirational toward, quote-unquote, MVEs, and they list Ruby Ridge and Waco.
Hey, you know what's extreme? Dropping a nuclear bomb. It's the anniversary of Hiroshima and Nagasaki today, yeah.
Oh, boy. Well, we can talk about that, too, if you want. It's free time.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The Inflation Reduction Act is moving forward in Washington despite Republican attempts to derail the progress. So says Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
This is a major win for the American people and a sad commentary on the Republican Party as they actively fight provisions that lower costs for the American family.
Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says Democrats aren't reading the room correctly.
Amazingly, Senate Democrats are misreading the American people's outrage as a mandate for yet another reckless taxing and spending spree.
The bill is moving forward without language allowing hefty fines on drug makers that boost prices beyond inflation in the private insurance market. The Senate parliamentarian ruled that had to go. Warren Buffett's company reported a near $44 billion loss in the second quarter, but Berkshire Hathaway's many operating companies generally performed well. USA Radio News. Indiana became the first state in the post-Roe world to pass a near-total ban on abortion. Come September 15th, the procedure will only be allowed in cases of rape, incest, lethal fetal abnormality, or when the procedure is necessary to prevent severe health risk or death. Republican Governor Eric Holcomb signed the bill shortly after passage. It was a bitter debate, even among Republicans, some of whom did not support the proposal. One of the Hoosier State's largest employers says that the new law will hinder its ability to attract talent. Eli Lilly, which employs well above 10,000 employees at its base in Indianapolis, said in a statement that the new law will force them to plan for more employment growth outside of its home state. President Biden has tested negative for COVID-19 1 week after testing positive with a rebound case, but he will remain in isolation out of an abundance of caution until he tests negative for a second time. You are listening to USA Radio News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage. But even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live.
Extreme Free Talk Live.
Are you an MVE? Most valuable... extremist? They're talking about MVEs. This is a law enforcement phrase, a law enforcement acronym. They love their acronyms, government people. They say it stands for Militia Violent Extremism. And they have a document that was released by Project Veritas.
Who invented that? That's just poor grammar.
Well, they do what they want.
Those words don't, I mean, somebody didn't have like a background in marketing or something like that, because usually when you make up an acronym, the words at least sort of sing together, but that's just difficult to say.
Awful. They don't have to please you, Captain, with their acronyms, because you'll pay them whether they like it or whether you like their service or not.
That's a fact, Jack. Speaking of extreme, isn't that extreme?
I think it is.
Like providing services or products at the behest of violence?
Yeah.
Isn't that really what's extreme here?
Absolutely. We're going to continue, and your calls and thoughts are welcome. By the way, I want to thank Andrew Loy, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS program. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. It is a way for you to help us get the word out about freedom, you know, peace, because we do advocate for peace
here
on this program.
We sure do.
And if you like what we do, then you want to help us for at least $5 a month. Andrew's doing 10, by the way, so he's gold level.
Dude.
Thank you, Andrew. If you want to help us with that, go to amps.freetalklive.com. You can sign up there. That's amps.freetalklive.com. Dean and the captain here in the studio tonight. Let's go to Steven. He's in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Steven.
Hey, how are y'all?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey.
Uh-oh. I think his cell phone... just dropped out at the time he was about to get to the meat of the call. What was that? Are you still there?
F around?
Oh, you totally just dropped out whatever your first couple sentences were, so just start over. Go ahead.
FAFO is F around and find out.
That is what FAFO stands for.
Thanks, man.
However, that wasn't the acronym being used here. This is FOUO, which stands for for official use only in the case of this document.
Never mind. So you said the Punisher skull's on there?
Yeah, which you see on a lot of cop cars, or a lot of cop, like, you know, their private vehicles. It says Punisher skull.
And Steel Team 3.
And what?
Steel Team 3.
Several variations of skulls used by Three Percenters and Molon Labe, etc. That's all they give you with the Punisher skull info.
I must be a, like, extremist because, you know, my metal bands always use skulls, particularly winged skulls. For some reason, we just thought they were cool.
That's pretty cool. Were they flaming winged skulls or just winged skulls?
Well, you know, we had a limited budget, so
I mean, if you can have the flames, you should go with
the flames. Actually, I think they're based out of New York. Overkill was one of the first metal bands to use the skull with just wings on it.
What else, Steven?
I just find it hilarious how many vendor organizations and how many different police organizations are now on this list.
Well, I mean, it kind of makes sense, right? Like, if you've been if you're a veteran, you've worked for these people, and you know how corrupt that they are. And thank you, Stephen, for the call tonight. I know your work there. You know how corrupt that they are. You know the system is awful from top to bottom. And you either really love it and you keep working for them, or you stop working for them, and then you hopefully will turn to the side of good and use your skills to try to, I would say, again, peacefully do what can be done about these people. But remember, the government knows what they taught you. They know that they taught you violent stuff. Like, they turned you into a weapon, and now you're not with them anymore? Well, if you're not with them, you must be against them. And so, therefore, they're going to treat you like an enemy and, like, you know, they're going to hurt you, possibly.
And that's really what's extreme, is that they turn human beings into weapons.
Yeah.
That's extreme.
Right? Have them kill peaceful people all around the planet.
People they've never met. Probably will never meet, you know, because some politicians, some guys in suits have a disagreement because they're cowards and won't go fight their battles themselves.
Well, and if you want to comment on the NVE thing, feel free. I mean, I feel like we've covered the document here. But you mentioned just briefly before we went to one of the breaks that today is the anniversary. And you did double check. 77 years, was it?
77 years ago today.
That they dropped the bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, killing God knows how many peaceful people.
I was reading a Twitter thread earlier today, which is what brought it to mind, and the thing was full of people just going, well, no, dropping the bomb was absolutely necessary. You don't understand the pressure that the president was under, blah, 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 this, that, and the other thing. The estimated totals, had we not dropped the bomb, were something like blah, 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 which would be way more than what the actual death total of the bombs were. And it's like, you don't know that. They're called estimated for a reason.
So people really were defending this. I mean, it's almost unbelievable.
Yeah, they're like, open a history book. Well, it was obvious what he needed to do. He needed to drop the bomb. And it's like, no, it was not necessary. The whole war was unnecessary.
Well, that's true. The American
in fact, all of the wars the quote United States unquote has fought have been wholly unnecessary, and I believe correct me
maybe
if I'm
with
wrong,
the exception of the Revolutionary War.
Okay, but I believe correct me if I'm wrong that all of these wars were started under false pretenses.
Yeah, I don't know which ones weren't. I mean, all wars are lies. There's lies all over the place from all sides.
And
you don't know what's true.
And what else is extreme is an organization that's based on violence and coercion taking money from a whole bunch of people without their consent and using it to drop bombs, whether it's Hiroshima and Nagasaki or it's somewhere in the Middle East or it's, you know, arming Ukraine or whatever. That is extreme. Peace is never extreme.
The innocent life that suffers underneath this, you know, these bombs being dropped, nuclear style weaponry, basically, atomic weaponry, that wiped out mostly innocent life. I'm sorry, just because there are people who live in a country, a plot of land on a map that is run by psychopaths, and they all are, okay, just so you know, the people in the United States government, the Russian government, the North Korean government, the Japanese government, you name it, today, they're all psychopaths, they're sick people. And they have no problem destroying innocent life if it gets them to whatever political goal that they have.
Or even just gets them reelected.
Like, sure.
That's
if they think
like,
it'll work, they'll do it. They don't care. It's all about them.
Can you imagine sitting in your political office and going, well, I guess if I'm going to get reelected, I better drop some bombs.
Need to start a war.
Start murdering some people.
So, these people that supported the Hiroshima and Nagasaki today still support that, even with all the horrific photos and all the evidence that we have of the
people who weren't even alive at the time are like, not that I was, of course, but,
Are these the same people who also want to see Russia bombed to the Stone Age? Because, they invaded Ukraine, and they means, of course, in reality, the people calling themselves the Russian military. The people of Russia didn't invade. There's a bunch of people in Russia that are against the invasion.
Yeah.
But if you drop a bomb on them, they die too.
Do they want the United States to have a bomb dropped on them because they invaded the Middle East?
Oh, of course not.
Well, then they're hypocrites.
Of course they are. It's really sick. And if you want to weigh in on the discussion, you're welcome to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. At least we're fortunate enough to where there seems like there's enough outrage over Hiroshima and Nagasaki that level of destruction, thankfully, hasn't happened since that time. So that's one good thing we can say. So for whatever warmongers you were interacting with on Twitter, I'm hoping those people are still in the minority.
I couldn't jump in because, the thread was already a million miles long. Yeah. But I was just surprised and appalled at the level of brainwashing that has occurred.
Yeah, amazing that anyone would trust anyone from whatever government we're talking about. But unfortunately, we're not there yet. We're not to the point where the average person, even though they seem to understand the old joke of whenever a politician's lips are moving that they're lying, they can't seem to connect that to the reality of, this time the election's going to be different. I think this person's trustworthy. I'm going to vote for this other guy over here. And it's like, that's not going to make a difference.
Yeah, they do a really good job at putting, 7 degrees of separation between the murder and their campaign commercials.
Mm-hmm. The number is 603-283-6160. If you want to join us, you can take control of the airwaves. Speaking of Russia, apparently they are on the attack against the dollar and the euro. We can talk about that on the way.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Phone's open. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. What do you want to talk about? The FBI labeling people as militia violent extremists. Or whatever happens to be on your mind. It's apparently the 77th anniversary of the horrific bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, where estimates are between 129,000 people and 226,000 people were exterminated by those bombings. The vast majority of those people, completely innocent, peaceful individuals who had absolutely nothing to do with fighting a war. And, of course, as you pointed out, Captain, the United States should not have gotten involved in the first place at all.
Yeah.
But we go on. We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts here. And if you want to weigh in, the number is 603-283-6160. Oh, by the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. So if you're ready to start learning about cryptocurrency, you ought to go to Bitcoin.com and click Get Started right there at the top of the page. And the folks over at Bitcoin.com will share with you some interesting videos. You can watch the first one. I think it will take all about 3 minutes of your time and get some of the basics down. Get some of the concepts like decentralization of money, why that matters, why we need to get the government and the banks out of the picture of money, and how that helps the individual. You can go to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started to do that. And if you're not brand new to crypto and you want to get the latest news headlines, they've got those for you over at news.bitcoin.com. But let's go first to Mike in Delaware. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and the Captain.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Yes. I appreciate it. Hey, so I just heard before you went to me that we shouldn't have gotten involved in the first place, meaning yeah. We shouldn't have entered into the Second World War.
Or the first.
Or Vietnam, okay. Or Korea, yeah. Or, you know, the Middle East, any of the Middle East.
Don't you agree? I mean, that's what the Founding Fathers were saying.
That's incorrect. That's not what they were saying.
Oh, yeah, no, they were saying I think, let's not have entangling alliances with people. That's absolutely what they were saying.
No, that's not what they were saying. And in fact, we detangled from England because of the usurpations of our rights. I mean, you're changing the topic here. Your premise was, you know, 100,000.
Well, no, I mean, you can get to your point here, but I'm sorry. Thomas Jefferson is quoted with saying, peace, commerce, and honest friendship with all nations, entangling alliances with none. So, I mean, while there may be some founding fathers that wanted to go fight wars all over the world, that's not what's commonly known.
Okay, so let's get back to common sense
okay,
here.
Okay, so you just brushed that one by. Go right ahead. Go with your common sense.
Your premise is we're all going to hold hands and sing Kumbaya because war is bad and there's never going to be war. Is that
no, no. Why don't you go to war if that's what you want to do? If you want to go fight for France, or you want to go fight for Ukraine, or for Russia, or whoever you want to go fight for, you go.
So you just put words in my mouth and said I'm a warmonger. Is that what you're doing?
No. You said you want to hold hands and go kumbaya, and I'm telling you what I just want is for you not to force me to pay for military adventurism. That doesn't mean that I don't support defense. If somebody wants to come over here and attack New Hampshire, we got more machine guns per capita than anywhere else in the country. I think we'll do just fine.
Well, what happened at Pearl Harbor?
You want to know what happened at Pearl Harbor? It was the United States federal government that manipulated the Japanese to attack Pearl Harbor. That's absolutely public. You can look up the McCollum memo.
So we made them attack us. Is
basically,
that
yeah, they wanted an excuse to get the American people all hot and bothered and to give them an excuse to go to war. Foaming at the mouth.
Okay, how about 9/11? How about 9/11, the same thing?
What the hell does that have to do with a government of the world?
Well, wait a minute. You just told me that we manipulated Japan. Did we manipulate Saudi Arabia to attack us on 9/11?
I don't think there's any evidence that the government of Saudi Arabia was behind the 9/11 attacks. I mean, there's a lot of conspiracy theories out there about that.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. Public evidence is 19 of the 21 hijackers were from Saudi Arabia.
Did they invade Saudi Arabia afterward?
So we never fight a war. Is that your premise?
Again, I have no problem with defense, but going over into another country and messing with other people is completely against what the United States was supposed to be. Yeah, the U.S. government was supposed to be peaceful. There wasn't even a standing army in the Constitution. You do know that, right?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay.
That is correct.
Right. There was a Navy.
And I'm not.
But that was it.
I'm sorry. Yes, we had a Navy.
Yeah.
I'm not arguing that war is a good thing, and I agree with you that most wars we should stay the hell out of, and we have a huge war machine that just gets the top 1% richer. I agree with all that.
Sure, that's true.
But there's always a time and place for defending your country, and there's also a time and place where you have to make a strategic decision. I don't agree with you about World War II. There was lots of games played by the Kennedys, et al. You know, there's lots of evidence to that, that, you know, they were hiding what was going on there for 10 years. But when we made the decision to go there.
You made the decision?
And we're at the point. I said when we, as a country, our leaders made the decision.
We didn't make the decision as a country.
Because I wasn't around. It was a bunch of politicians that made that decision.
That's correct.
Yeah, that's not
we. Let me finish my point.
Okay.
Well, you're a citizen of this country,
right? No, I'm not. Prove it.
Oh, okay. So now we're.
I don't think you're a citizen of the country. What's the definition of a citizen?
Wow! We're in fantasy land.
No. Right? I'm asking you a question. You said you believe in citizenship. So tell me the definition of it. If you are one, you can certainly define it, right?
Right. So how many genders are there? Are there 65 genders?
I don't know what you're talking about, dude. Why don't you answer the question? What's a citizen? You're the one who brought it up. So what is it?
It's okay if you don't know.
Just admit it. Just admit you don't know what it is.
Do you have fun talking over your...
I'm asking you a question. Are you going to answer it?
That's how a conversation is supposed to work.
So you want to get into a semantic of who's a citizen.
It's a simple definition.
I was born here.
It's easy.
I was born here. I assume you were born here. And therefore, we were conveyed the rights of citizenship under the Constitution. Do you want to get into the tertiary arguments? And get off the
That's
point
certainly of, what they teach you in government school, but you clearly don't know what the definition of a citizen is. Otherwise, you would just spit it out.
Okay, so keep insulting your caller. So let's get
That's
back
not
to
an insult. It's okay to just admit you don't know something.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think less of you because you don't know the definition of citizen.
I didn't know it.
I can tell you what it is, but you know, we want to see if you know.
It's clear that you don't.
How about we argue over the definition of what recession is?
We're not arguing. We're not arguing, dude. I asked you a question, and you're not answering it. Do you want me to tell you what the definition is? You can look it up in any dictionary.
You asked me a ridiculous tertiary question.
No, it's not tertiary. You brought it up. You brought up citizenship, and you accused me of being a citizen, and I said, not only am I not one, you're not one either. But you think you are, because that's what the government's taught you your whole life, and you believed it.
This is why people have problems with your broadcast.
I don't care what people have a problem with, dude.
you asked the question about Truman and whether he was right or whether he was.
I didn't even mention Truman.
Label him. Excuse me?
I didn't mention Truman. Yeah,
nobody has mentioned the word Truman until you did just now.
Oh, so Truman didn't make the decision to drop the bomb in Hiroshima?
We were talking about Hiroshima and Nagasaki. We didn't talk about the politicians specifically.
You said we as a country dropped the bomb, and I said, no, we didn't drop anything. And then Ian said the politicians made that decision, and then you went on to avert the question.
And who was the politician in charge who ultimately made the decision?
I really don't care. Are you a government worker? Do you work for them by any chance?
Are you? Do you know what the definitions of words mean?
I have a dictionary and I can look them up.
I also have a magic rectangle with which I can look up the definition of citizen if you'd like to continue.
Yeah, I'd like to get back around to that since you refuse to answer the question. I'm just going to go presume now that you don't know the answer as to what a citizen is. You can look it up in any law dictionary. You can look it up in any normal dictionary. The definition is the same. I'm just going to put you on hold. So, you know, maybe if you're not going to listen, Mike, perhaps some of our audience will be able to listen. Captain, what is the definition of a citizen?
A citizen is a person who gives a duty of allegiance in return for a duty of protection.
I think it's usually described as an obligation of protection, but yeah, duty. It's an exchange.
It's an exchange, yes.
It's a deal, supposedly. You give them your allegiance, they give you
protection.
Your protection in response. Does that sound right to you, Mike, or do you think it's something else?
So where is that definition from?
Go look it up in any dictionary, dude. I've seen it in multiple places. Try dictionary.com or Merriam-Webster or whatever. Are you saying that doesn't sound accurate to you?
What I'm saying is many words have many definitions. And if you're saying that's the only definition of a citizen, then you don't know what you're talking about.
So what is the definition?
There are many definitions depending on who you talk to.
I'm talking to you.
Do you want me to respond or you want to talk over me every time I talk?
I'm talking to you. What is the definition then?
Let's talk about Hiroshima.
So nah. Number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. If you can't have a conversation, why would we want to talk to you about anything? If you don't even want to answer a simple question. By the way, Merriam-Webster, m-w.com, a native or naturalized person who owes allegiance to a government and is entitled to protection from it.
Huh.
There it is. Right there, definition 1A. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.